the idea that state-sponsored torture is being described in terms of different ends than is intended becomes a problem. The torture's conditions in Guantanamo are not happening in a vacuum of power politics. Also, the stated end to save people is not the, does not seem to be the only end sought to be achieved. As pointed out by Brody, the decision to allow torture in what are supposed to be extreme cases are made for security reasons, to save lives. This kind of concern has many complexities to it, of course. A decision to save lives, in obvious terms, can involve other ends in mind. Other ends, such as establishing a future America free of terrorist acts, an end that would arguably need to consider different means, could also, or more prominently, be in mind as one saves lives. It might not even be an abuse of casuistry. Consider an example of the case that the Bush administration could make in private quarters, that extreme torture methods will, in the long term, put an everlasting fear in the heart of would-be terrorists, and therefore will eventually serve America and the world in the most effective of ways. This might actually be a feasible argument to groups of people whose sentiment and sympathies have been swayed by the newer sense of a shared American tragedy, i.e. the September 11th attacks. But considering that the U.S. also consists of people who will be equally appalled at such a claim,